Massachusetts could become the first state in the country to create a registry for short-term rentals arranged by websites such as Airbnb and HomeAway. They could also soon be taxed by the state and local communities under one of the bills approved by Massachusetts lawmakers yesterday as they neared the end of their session. WBUR's Ninjor Enwemeka reports.
The market for short-term rentals has exploded, and as websites like Airbnb and HomeAway grow in popularity, state officials have tried, for years, to figure out just how to regulate them. State lawmakers answer, taxes. The same taxes hotels have. That's a nearly 6% lodging tax. Wendy Northcross of the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce says that's a good thing.
It levels the playing field for our traditional hotel, motel, and B&B industry against the new proliferation of online rentals.
There's also a small tax specific to Cape Cod and the islands that would go into a water protection fund. Northcross says the proposed taxes won't hinder short-term rentals.
The tax rate is not going to stop people from taking their vacation. We're the only state in New England that currently does not have that short-term rental tax, so the consumer is used to that. We don't think that this is going to thwart business.
Cities and towns would also have the option to add an additional 6% tax on all short-term rentals. If they do, part of the revenue would go towards affordable housing. And many housing advocates are thrilled with this provision. They've long argued that these rentals take up much-needed housing stock. Karen Chen is executive director of the Chinese Progressive Association in Boston.
Oh my God, you have no idea the amount of people that comes to our organization for help because they're getting pushed out of their homes and fighting in really unit by unit to keep people in their homes. Sometimes there's a building, so I feel like we're losing, you know, Chinatown block by block to, you know, investors, luxury development, now short-term rental.
Chen says it's great that the proposed regulations recognize these challenges and offer some relief. Another major provision creates a statewide central registry of short-term rentals. Joe Kreisberg is with the advocacy group Massachusetts Association of Community Development Corporations. He says the registry will help with transparency.
So people can know what's going on in their neighborhoods. We'll have better data so that if we need to make further adjustments down the road, we can. And I think that's an important feature of this bill.
But short-term rental companies strongly disagree. The public registry is their biggest objection.
And unfortunately, with components like the registry, the state has taken a dangerous step in the wrong direction.
Philip Minardi is the director of policy communications at Expedia Group, which owns HomeAway, VRBO, and other homeshare websites. He says having to register with the state or a city is one thing, but making that information public is troubling because there are privacy and safety concerns.
When it comes to issues of having personal information, the address of owners and managers' properties out there, it's something that concerns us deeply.
Airbnb has also criticized the public registry. In a statement, the company says it sets a precedent that negatively impacts families who homeshare and the state's reputation as a business leader. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor Enwemeka.